Good morning. This is Kurt Hosworth here at Public Radio 90. And on the phone, I have Jim Curti, who is going to tell us a bit about what's happening as a part of the Johannes 17 Finnish Heritage Celebration and a part of the Finlandia University. Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm very well.
Good, thank good. You. And can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do for Finlandia?
I'm the director of the Finnish American Heritage Center, which is at Finlandia University. And the Heritage Center has outreach to the Finnish community across the country. We have the largest collection of Finnish American materials as far as archive materials, and we have a wonderful hall where we have a lot of programming. And we produce the Finnish American Reporter, which is the largest paper for Finns in North America.
Excellent. And so there's an event that's coming up, and it's called the Johannes 17, and it's a Finnish heritage celebration. Can you tell us a little bit about what the plans are and events that are coming up?
Sure, I'd be happy to. It's we're celebrating Johannes, which is the midsummer. Midsummer is a very important holiday and important time in Scandinavia. It's sort of like the 4th of July of all the Scandinavian and Nordic countries. And at midsummer, which is the summer solstice, there's some very old traditions, and it's a time to relax and be with family. So we are here in the Copper Country and into Onondaga County. We are celebrating those old traditions and also looking to the future. In particular, we're recognizing the 100th anniversary of Finland's independence. Finland has been a republic now for 100 years, or will be in December. And as part of our celebration, we have as a very special guest Ambassador Kirsti Kauppi, who is Finland's ambassador to the U.S. We have planned a sort of a quirky festival where it's a pop-up festival in four different communities, rather small communities on most part. And each community has a different element that we think is important for people to have a greater awareness of. So on Friday, June 23rd, the celebration is at the Honka Finnish Homestead. This is an old Finnish immigrant farmstead that has been restored to about the 1920s.
Okay.
It's all volunteer work.
Wow.
And you know, it's a gem, and it's way out in the wilderness, so people have to intentionally go there. And we want more people to be aware of it and to appreciate the efforts of these people and to appreciate that this is a very unique piece of history. So, and then on the 24th, on Saturday, in the morning, we will have a celebration here outside and inside the Heritage Center with market, with vendors, with the Midsummer Pole, which is a tradition from Western Finland. And we will have music and food and some performance. And then later in the day, late afternoon and evening, we will celebrate another very long tradition of the Copper Country, having a midsummer bonfire. And this is something that they have done out at Toivola on Agat Beach.
Okay.
Since the 1890s. And it's another kind of a hidden gem. A lot of people don't know about it, but it's an excellent place to go to celebrate the summer solstice when you have this huge bonfire on the shore of Lake Superior.
Right.
And there again, there'll be food. There'll be there's going to be a play. There's going to be programming, all sorts of things, and music. All the time there'll be music at the celebrations.
Lovely.
Then on Sunday, we're celebrating the Finnish-American cooperative movement. Used to be that there were hundreds of cooperative stores, Finnish-founded stores throughout the Midwest. There are only five left in the whole Midwest, the whole country.
Wow.
Two here in Michigan, one in Wisconsin, and two in Minnesota. And the one that's here very near us, which is in Bruce Crossing, is celebrating its centennial along with the country of Finland.
So, perfect.
So we thought we would celebrate the fact that this is also a very important part of community life in Finnish-American history. And so we will celebrate the cooperative's centennial by, again, music, food, entertainment. There's going to be a documentary called Cooperatively Yours, which is a documentary about the settlers' co-op in Bruce Crossing and its 100 years. and that'll premiere at Bruce Crossing as well, and then it'll end in a dance that evening.
Okay. Wow. What a lovely itinerary of events for that time. That sounds like it takes a lot of planning.
It takes a lot of planning. We've packed a lot of things in 3 days. You know, I think it's quite unusual to have a festival be in four different communities in 3 days, spanning three counties, for that matter. But we think that these are all important elements. They're all important sites. We want there to be a greater awareness of these gems that we have here in our own community. And for the locals, we're hoping that they will become tourists in their own town.
Absolutely.
And we're hoping that for the greater Midwest, that it's going to draw people to come here and celebrate this Finnish identity, which is quite strong here in the UP.
Right, and as you say, it's kind of strewn throughout the UP in terms of where a lot of that Finnish heritage is. It's not just in one community, it's kind of all ingrained throughout multiple locations. So that's a great way to honor the history of those areas and the modern, you know, people that are there now as well. So that's mm-hmm. that's great. I have relatives in the Copper Country as well, and I used to visit some of those places as a child, but not so much nowadays. Why do you think there's been such a draw, both historically and, you know, in the present, to that region?
Well, you mean why the Finns settled here?
Yeah.
They were really you know, some people say, oh, it looks a lot like Finland, and it's true that the geography does resemble Finland, but really it was economics. Mm-hmm. At the time when emigration started to pick up in Finland, there was sort of the push and pull. There was overpopulation of the country, there wasn't enough work, there wasn't enough land for all the farmers, and so they felt this need to go somewhere in the States. And here in the mining regions, especially after the Civil War, there was a shortage of labor, and so there were jobs here.
Sure.
Jobs that paid cash, and so they were drawn here, and, you know, so-and-so came, and he wrote back, and then his brothers came, and then his sisters came, and cousins came. So it worked pretty much in that way.
Well, that's, definitely a large part of the history is, you know, the Finnish people becoming a part of the economy and becoming a part of the workforce and just expanding from there. So that's great that we can celebrate that history that way and kind of bring that forward into the present day as well. And speaking of the traveling nature of the Finnish people and also how this event is kind of strewn across a few different areas and settlements, tell us a little bit about the traveling sauna.
Yeah, the traveling sauna is sort of the mascot of the centennial year for Finland, and I was approached by the embassy about whether we would have something in June. They suggested we have a celebration and that we be considered one of the signature events. In other words, they were looking for a signature event for each month of the year.
Okay.
And they were approaching Los Angeles, Denver, Dallas, Chicago, and Hancock, and they were recognizing Hancock as being an important center for Finnish American life. You know, it's the home of Suomi College, and it was the home of the first Finnish language newspaper in the United States. And so we were quite honored that we were on this list of very large metropolitan areas. And our notion was that, you know, we can't compete with fancy opera halls and things of that nature, but the things that we can really do authentically are these old tradition celebrations and then just welcoming people in a very UP kind of way.
Right.
And so that's what we think our strengths are, and that's what we're going with.
Perfect. We're speaking with Jim Kurti, who is the representative from the Finlandia University. Can you remind me what your title is again for me?
Well, my title here at Finlandia is the director of the Finnish American Heritage Center.
That's it.
And then I'm also the honorary counsel for the government of Finland for the 15 counties of the Upper Peninsula, which is a sort of a volunteer job that I do for Finland. And then I'm also a representative of the Finnish Theme Committee, which is one of the sponsors of Juhannus. I should point out that Finlandia is certainly playing a role in this celebration, but really it's a joint collaboration with the people of Honka Homestead, the Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing, various organizations in the community of Toivola, as well as the Finlandia chapter of the Finlandia Foundation chapter here in Hancock, the Finnish American Chamber of Commerce UP chapter, and other groups as well.
Sure, sure. And for anyone who would like to have more information, as there is quite a bit that is a part of this weekend event, folks can go to finlandia.edu/Johannes, and that's J-U-H-A-N-N-U-S. And they could also find information on Facebook as well.
That's true.
Okay, yes. Okay, perfect. Jim, is there anything else you'd like to add? I know there's quite a bit that's going on, and we had mentioned, or in the press release here, kind of talked about how they're looking for ways to kind of bring back some of that feeling from the FinFest that took place in 2013. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, we have some pretty class acts coming in. We have Arto Järvelä from Finland, who's from the premier fiddling family of Finland. We have Ameri Kamboyat from the Twin Cities area. This is the U.S.'s only Finnish brass band. We have Finfolk coming from the greater Detroit area, which is an excellent dance band. And we have some of our local talent as well, including the Kivayat dancers. This is a troupe of 53 children who are in folk dancing.
Wow.
Program here at the Heritage Center. And so there's a lot of talent, a lot of great music. Good food, lots of reasons to come.
Absolutely. A great way to celebrate the start of summer, the summer solstice, the midsummer, all that good stuff, and probably a good way to bring a lot of your family together with a lot of these events.
Absolutely.
Jim, thank you so much for telling us all about it this morning, and appreciate the time.
Happy to do it. Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll be right back here on Public Radio 90.